Welcome to the Kids Joining Eternity podcast, where we help break the silence surrounding miscarriage, stillbirth, and infant loss. Some of the content may be graphic or triggering, but our goal is to help provide healing, hope, and education to the community. Hello, and welcome to the Kids Joining Eternity podcast. I'm Sydney Rashidzada, and I'm with...
April Rutledge.
Well, it's so nice to see you again, April, and it's so nice to have another episode because it has been, it's been a minute since we had an episode.
You know what? You say that, and I was like, but has it? I feel like we just did this last weekend.
No, it's been a little bit of time. Our last episode, we put out in mid-October for Infant Loss, Miscarriage, Stillbirth
Awareness
Month. That's right,
so we went like pretty much a whole month.
We went a month, but okay. That month, as everyone feels, I'm sure, is a very busy one. That time between Halloween and here we are. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Well, and I think
it's just a lot.
And it's crazy how it really starts middle of October, and then you're not done until after New Year's.
Yes, and this year has felt even more challenging and more difficult for me as a teacher. It's just been insane. So I feel like I can't breathe, but breathing is supposed to be important.
Yes, yes it is.
And, you know, it's important to take care of yourself, especially during the holidays. And so, yeah, that's where I'm at. What is hard or not hard about the holidays for you in terms of remembering your babies, just having that part of your life? Like, is it more difficult for you during this time of year? Because I know for a lot of people it is.
Yes. I mean, it is, because at the very least, there should be one more in my family. You know, I've lost six babies, but we always wanted three children. And so at the very least at this point, there should have been one more. And so it always feels like there is something missing.
Yeah.
You know, from the holidays.
And it's such a obviously it's very kid and family focused.
Right.
The holidays.
And I'm always thinking, gosh, you know, I should have a little boy to be buying presents for and worrying about that and having to find a coordinating outfit with his sisters. And as silly as that sounds, you know, those are things that I should have done or should be doing, and I'm not. And that's always hard.
And the same for me, except for the opposite.
Yes, because you have boys.
I have boys. I've never gotten to buy the Barbie dream house. I've never gotten to purchase any dresses or tights, which I don't know if I would really... Tights sound like a logistical nightmare.
Trust me, they are.
But there are those things that...
And I totally understand where you're coming from with that.
It's just, you know, the holidays are hard. They're wonderful and they're hard for everybody who's experienced a loss. I mean, but especially when you lose a child, or six in your case, it's just a constant reminder of what you're missing. And that's why self-care is so important. That's how my breathing segue comes in. But what are some things that you do during the holidays to not just remember your babies, but to take care of yourself?
Well, for me, it's honestly spending time with my living children. And I know that a lot of women don't have that and aren't blessed with that opportunity. But I enjoy the time around the holidays because it means that I am spending more time with my kids, and that's my favorite thing in the world. So that helps me a lot.
Absolutely. I always think about, I think about that a lot, how difficult it can be, even with our own living children here. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
And I always think about the moms and the dads who have to then go through that without living children around them, and it's heartbreaking.
It is.
And I know that different people do different things to honor their babies during the holidays. I saw a friend of mine, a really neat idea. I mean, we never hung a stocking for Mina, and I have no idea why I haven't.
We actually have stockings for every single one of our angel babies. I feel
like you got the stockings and everything.
And they have their names on them, too. That's beautiful. That was very important to me. So we have, at this point, you know, 8 stockings for the children. You've
got a busy fireplace. Yes. Yeah, I a friend of mine I saw, she's having a stocking. There's something you can do now where you have it's almost like a virtual stocking, and people can write notes and send messages to put in the stocking.
Whoa, that's
for your child. Fantastic. And then they're going to read them together as a family on Christmas.
What a fantastic idea.
So, but I mean, that's something that you could kind of do anyway. It's just interesting to find those things. I have known families who have given donated gifts for children in need in their son or daughter's name.
Right, and that's what we have done in the past.
To kind of give them a gift, but then it's so there's for another child who can enjoy them.
Right, so there's an organization here in Oklahoma City where we are located that does foster children's Christmas wishes. And in the past, we have adopted a boy that would have been the same age as Ethan, who was the baby that we lost. And so that gives me an opportunity to purchase some of those gifts for a child who would be the same age as my son.
And that's a lovely, lovely idea and a lovely way to remember. And like you said, to have that moment where you're shopping for your baby, even though they're not here.
Yes.
But another thing you said, delighting in your living children. And I don't know if the listeners can hear. There's a lot of little noises. And
yes, in the background.
In the background, those noises are not just my poor, shabby recording quality. They're 2 little ladies over there. We are really lucky to have some guests today on the podcast. Emily and Brooklyn Rutledge, April's daughters. So, Emily and Brooklyn, say hello to everybody out there.
Hello.
Hello.
So, I'm really grateful that you guys are here today because it means a lot for your mommy for you to be here and for you guys to talk about what you guys have been through. So I would love to hear from you, Brooklyn. What do you want us to know about what your family has gone through?
Well, we've gone through a lot of losses, and I know that's really hard on my mom, so I'm trying to do the best to keep her happy right now.
Oh, that is so sweet. What do you remember? Because your brother Ethan...
Do you remember anything about Ethan, about seeing him in the hospital?
Yes.
And, yeah?
How old were you when that happened, Brooklyn?
Probably 4, maybe.
You were 4. What do you remember about that?
Well, I remember me holding him.
Yeah.
And then I remember us taking pictures with him.
Yes.
That must have been very... It's so nice that you got to meet Ethan.
And actually, wait, did you know or was we... I think we came there by surprise.
No, I knew you guys were going to be there because I wanted to get pictures of all of us together with Ethan.
Okay. Because, I thought me and KK, KK drove us.
Yes.
And I thought that was a surprise. But you knew we were coming.
Yeah, it was a surprise to you girls, yes. But I knew you were coming.
I don't remember us being that surprised. Not when we were driving, I remember me asking KK where we'll be going. She says, you will see when we get there. That's what she kept on saying, tell me.
So that must have been a little hard. Was it sad? What do you think was the hardest part about it?
I don't really know.
I mean, there's so much hard, right? I bet it was really difficult to see your mom and your dad so sad, wasn't it? I feel like my boys, Zen and Atlas, we talk a lot about Mina, and they get sad, and they never knew her because they were born after she was. So they never got to see her. They only have pictures
So Mina is the oldest?
Yes. Mina, yes. Mina is the oldest. And she was born in 2009. And then Atlas was born in 2010. So Mina would be a year older than Atlas. So I would have a 12-year-old girl if she was here. And it makes us sad, but I really like talking to Atlas and Zen about their sister. And I think it's really wonderful that your mommy shares about her babies, about your sister and brothers, so you guys can talk about them openly.
Brooklyn, why don't you tell us what we do to remember and celebrate our angel babies?
On their birthdays, Mommy usually gets cupcakes.
Oh, fun. A little birthday party for them.
Yeah. And on Christmas, like you guys talked about, we have little stockings for them. So then there's like barely any space and you can't see the names because we have like 8 stockings on there.
Yeah.
Including Mommy's.
And then do you remember what else we do at Christmas with Santa?
Let's see here.
Wait, Emily, do you remember? What do we do, Emily?
We put milk, cookies,
and then we... Of course, Mom. Yes.
But we had a recess.
No, but I'm talking about when we go take pictures with Santa.
We bring our angel baby bears.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yes, so all of our...
You get a big picture with Santa.
Yes.
That is lovely.
We have a refrigerator. We have Santa pictures of us with their bears.
Oh, that's such and a special memory. And then
right now, our bears are at
year.
Home sitting on top of the...
Mantle.
Yeah, mantle, thank you.
Well, Emily, what about you? Do you... I know that you've also been around for a lot of the babies that have died. What is something that has been hard for you?
If my mom said once when we were trying out our giant pool that is now filled with dirty water and leaves, I heard that she said that if one of our little ones were alive, then I would be in heaven.
No, well, yes, because if Alexander had lived, that means that I wouldn't have gotten pregnant with you, and so... You know, I'm super, super thankful that I have you, and I wouldn't trade you for anything in the world because you're my rainbow baby.
That's right.
But you are correct.
Which, I'm the sunshine baby?
You're
then?
The sunshine
okay,
baby.
Okay, she's talking about sunshine.
Yes.
I come before her. I get the joke now. I come before her.
There you go.
Yeah, because and then rainbows come...
After the storm.
Yeah, which then... Hold on. Oh, next subject, please.
Next subject, please. I love it. So what would you say to a friend who maybe lost their brother or sister? What advice would you give them about how to handle things?
My feeling would actually kind of be sad because I would feel sad for them.
Absolutely.
And if they were crying, I would give them a hug and say, it's okay. My babies are dead. There are a lot, and I wouldn't be able to help you if one of my other ones were here.
So you are basically saying having compassion for people and showing them kindness and love to help them get through it, and that is absolutely such a wonderful way to help people. And I really love how open that you girls are talking about it, because not a lot of people feel comfortable talking about this. You know, it is hard to talk about.
It is.
People don't like to talk about people who have died.
Right.
And it's very hard, but it's a unfortunate reality. And we have to talk about it because it helps us remember our babies, and it also brings us comfort. And look, a breath mint for you. I love it. Well, let me tell you this story, girls. Let me see what you think about this. So the other day at school, my son Zen, he's in third grade, and their friends, they were chatting about something to do with brothers and sisters or something like that. And Zen brought up that he had a sister, Mina, who was older, but that she had died. And the friend looked at him and said something like, "Well, I bet you're happy that your sister is dead." And so Zen got very, very upset, as would anyone, right? So I think he handled it in a really good way. He went and he told the teacher. And so that way the teacher and the principal got to sit down and talk to them. And they had a really good conversation together about why that was hurtful. What do you girls think about that?
I would say to Zen, don't listen to the haters. Do not listen to the haters.
That's really, really good advice.
I would say that is so mean of you to say that, because up in heaven, your little girl might be sad about that because of what he said.
But you know what I know and what I thought about it? Because at first when I heard about it, I was really sad too. But then I thought about it and I realized sometimes people say dumb things. Right? And they just don't think about it. We all do it. Have you ever said anything that's silly, Emily?
She has multiple times.
Yes, I can attest to that. She was in my pre-K class. You have said many silly things. And people make mistakes, right?
Yes.
All the time. You know, your mommy and I, all the time we have people that say
dumb things.
Dumb things that hurts our heart. But we just have to remember that nobody really intends to cause anyone that much pain. Don't you agree?
I agree.
And we just have to have love for them, because for them to say that, they're either not thinking or they're very unhappy themselves.
Yes.
Speaking of thinking, we actually have a sign in my third grade classroom that says, "Think before you speak. Is it true? Is it helpful?"
Mm-hmm.
Is it THI?
Girl, I know this saying and it's great. Keep going.
Is it THINK? I'm thinking of a word for I.
I don't know it, so I can't help you.
You know what? You're stumping me, because I know this and it's on the tip of my tongue and I can't think of it. But anyway, I know where you're going with this. You have to think about what you say before you say it.
And there was also a class in my second grade room. There was a sign that said, "Think before you act." And then there's a sign in my third grade room now, "Think before you speak."
I'm really glad you brought that up, because that's really important.
And I was confused in the sign in second grade, because it said, "Think before you act." There's this rubber plastic guy smiling. That got me very confused.
See, just you're speaking to me, you're like in riddles. I'm like, what's she talking about? I can see why you're confused. But I want to know from you, back to your babies, I need to know. What is something that you think, and I think I already know the answer to this, but I want to know, what are the things that help you when you get sad or you miss your babies? Emily, you're raising a beautiful, quiet hand. It's like I went back in a time machine. We're in class. Emily, talk to me. What are some of the things that help you deal with things when you feel sad or you really miss the babies?
I feel when I learned this from Spidey and his amazing friends, it's a really good thing. If you get super mad and stressed like Hook did when he didn't throw the beanbag, he squished the beanbag, and then he got so mad he threw it, and then Spidey said, take five breaths, hold the breath, and then say five, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So I love this, because your mommy and I were literally just talking about how we need to breathe.
Yes.
And how much breathing helps us when we're angry or upset, about how we need to stop and just focus on our breath. That's fantastic.
What am I always telling you when you get frustrated or sad?
I need time alone.
Take a breath, right?
And then going back to your babies, so stopping when you're upset or really sad or really missing them, stopping and breathing. What are some things that you also help you? Are there any special mementos? That's a really fancy word for something to help you remember your babies by? What is something that helps you? Yes, ma'am.
I like to draw in my room a lot. I have like a million notebooks, and I draw on them a lot.
Oh, that's nice.
And me and Emily also have our own miniature baby bears. We have Build-A-Bears.
Oh, so did you? So you got them to help remember each of your babies?
Yes. I actually have lots of them, and I snuggle with them in my room when you were not looking. I snuggled them with my room a lot. I even talked to them.
So every time that we've lost a baby, we have cut a piece of that baby's hospital blanket and taken it to Build-A-Bear and wrapped the heart that goes inside the bear in the baby blanket, and mm-hmm. we pick out bears, and then we put the bears in clothes that we would have bought or had for the baby that we lost. And so they each have a bear for every baby that we've lost.
Not every baby.
Oh,
though.
That's right.
Not every baby.
We don't have one for Alexander. You're right.
Wait, wow. Do you have a... Okay,
I can't fool her.
I'm getting
because, yes, because that was in between you two. So,
we have one named Max? Or am I thinking of the dog, Max, in
No,
a
we
book?
Don't. We don't have an angel baby.
I guess the point is that when you went through these things, that you've gotten something special to help you remember the baby and to also have something to snuggle and cuddle with, which is a wonderful way. And it sounds like you guys have a lot of great ways to help deal with some of the sadness.
And I also have one of them that I really like. It's very soft. Sometimes yes. I even do the thing that I do with Rough Blankie. One. I do that, like I do it with Rough Blankie.
And can I just say that I think the most important thing that you guys have to help you and to help your mommy is that you talk about it, that you have an open line of communication, and that you guys are honest and you tell them the truth about things. What was that like for you in terms of how you share information with them?
So initially, we had always kind of delayed telling them when we had lost, or even announcing that we were pregnant, that I had a baby in my tummy. And so, but every time we did end up telling them, you know, they were very sad and upset because they understood at that point that the baby wasn't coming home again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can imagine how hard that would be. I never told Atlas and Zen. Well, I did lose a baby after Zen was born, and I had three miscarriages between Atlas and Zen, but Atlas was too little, and Zen, and then when after Zen and I had that miscarriage, they were still very little. You know, Zen was an infant, and Atlas was a little over 2 years old, and so I've never shared that with them before, and I probably will, because I feel like that's a really important thing to do.
Someday.
Because you know what? You girls are big girls, and you deserve to know the truth, and you deserve to know about your siblings.
Yeah.
And
I'm older than her, though.
But I want to say something to you, Brooklyn. I noticed you said in the beginning you were talking about keeping your mommy happy. Can I tell you something, though? And I know she would say the same thing. That's a lovely sentiment, but you don't have to worry about your mommy's happiness.
That's right.
Because she has you, she has your sister, and she is so incredibly happy, because I just don't want you to think, because you know what, we all get sad, right? And you don't want to see your mama sad. Of course not. But sometimes when people get sad, you have to let them feel sad. And you have to just be there for them. But you should never feel bad if in that moment you can't take mommy's sadness away. You know what I mean? So I don't ever want you to think, and I know she doesn't want you to ever think either, that it's your job to keep her happy. Sorry, but I just think that was such a beautiful thing you said. I just want to always make sure that you and your sister know that what matters most to your mama is you guys and you being happy.
Absolutely. So I'm the center of happiness.
1,000%. Yes. I mean, look at you. You're a yes. ray of sunshine.
Wait, so I'm 50, Emily's 50. 100.
Pretty much. Math. That's pretty much how it works.
Now, I have one more question for you.
Yep.
What advice would you give to a friend whose mommy and daddy are losing or might lose their baby? What advice would you tell them? What is something that you feel like they should know as from a kid to a kid? What's some advice would you give?
I would say it is okay to be sad sometimes. All you gotta know is I had it right at the tip of my tongue. You don't have to be sad. It's okay to be sad. And if you need time alone, that's totally fine because that's what mommy tells me.
Absolutely. Because you have to take care of yourself. You have to make sure that you take time to breathe. As little Miss Emily said over there, who's playing in my kitchen right now. And you have to have special things to remember them. And you have to be able to talk about it. And you also have to remember to know that when somebody does hurt your heart or say something that was silly or unkind, you can just know that everybody makes mistakes and give them a little grace. I believe I heard that.
If you guys are hearing that, that's just my nail scratching on the chair. Okay?
This is real life. This is two women with two little girls. I didn't even ask your ages. Why don't you tell everybody? How old are you, Brooklyn?
I turned 9 a little bit of a days ago.
Wow, that is one mature 9-year-old. And Emily, what are you on now these days? What age are you at now?
Oh, she's got
6 and a half.
Six okay. and a
Her
half.
Her birthday's
don't say when their birthday is. Don't say that.
Forget that half. Well, I really want to thank you guys for coming on our podcast today.
It really
means a lot for me and your mommy for you to share and to be so open and honest.
Yes. And, you know, some of the things that we mentioned about how we honor our babies through the holidays. There were a couple of other ones. We have ornaments that hang on our trees.
Yeah.
And with every baby that we have lost, not with every baby, with some of the babies we have lost, the hospital has taken their footprints and put their footprints on Christmas ornaments.
Oh, that is fabulous.
And so we get that in the box that we get to take home. And then in addition to that, last year or the year before, I don't know, yeah, my mom got me ornaments, personalized angel baby ornaments with each of my angel baby's name. Aww. And they were these things, you know, these cute little, like, it was an angel with wings, an angel baby with wings. They were adorable.
And that's something great to tie in with our living children, too. I know that it's wonderful to do projects like that with your kids to honor your babies, where they're either making the ornaments or something special for around the house, just a way to kind of help bring that holiday tradition and magic to include everyone in your family.
And I do want to mention, we have focused mostly on a Christian-based holiday celebration, and I do want to recognize that there are other holidays that are happening right now and that are happening, and that, you know, we can.
Absolutely. Well, I think that what's important to know is that this podcast is speaking from our perspective of what we've been through.
Yes.
However,
this
is a universal subject that infects so, so many. So this is always from our point of view. And we also want to acknowledge the varieties of families and dynamics that experience losses.
Absolutely.
And like we said before, having living children and then going through losses is one scenario. Not having any living children or having the child, having your loss before your living children are born, there's so many different variables. But universally, no matter what holiday you celebrate or what special time of year is going on, we have got to find a way to incorporate the memories
of our babies.
Of our babies.
Absolutely.
And that looks differently for everyone. And so I hope that from this episode, maybe you've gotten some ideas about things you can do. Or maybe, and just maybe, it's not any of those things. It's something very private to you that doesn't necessarily include an ornament on the tree or something like that. So, and also taking that self-care, that time to take care of yourself and to breathe, as the girls really importantly pointed out. And I think at the end of the day, like we always say, talk about your babies, whether it's with a friend, whether it is with a stranger, because you never know who you're going to meet, or whether it's with your children, because your babies deserve to have their names said. And I think honest communication is what is the most helpful when you go through losses.
Absolutely. All right. This is Sydney and April for the Kids Joining Eternity podcast, thanking you for helping us to break the silence surrounding miscarriage, stillbirth, and infant loss. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on this podcast, please email Sydney at sydneyaustin@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Kids Joining Eternity podcast. For more information, please visit kidsjoiningeternity.org.